Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds return to the radio tonight. They're in Colorado to take on the Rockies, game three of a four-game series against a Colorado team that's been struggling. The Reds dropped the first game in the series but got a really good pitching performance from one of their young kids, Castillo, last night, followed suit, but this time from a old, crusty veteran. His Homer Bailey got his first win in 11 months. Remember, he's been hurt. He's had arm problems. He's been up and down, rehab this, rehab that. He pitched six strong innings last night. He did scatter eight hits but only gave up one run, didn't walk anybody, and struck out three. When the Reds were playing and playing well last week against Milwaukee and the Cubs, it was Bailey and Brandon Finnegan who got beaten up. It wasn't the young guys. Bailey adds some stability to the lineup. He's now 1-2 on the season. The Reds bullpen pitched the 7th, 8th, and 9th, struck out five of the nine outs they recorded and only gave up two hits and didn't walk anybody. This is a stat, though, it jumped off the page for me. Batters 2, 3, 4, and 5, the meat of the Cincinnati order, two of those are all-stars, Zach Cozart and Joey Votto. They went 0-10. Adam Duvall and Eugenio Suarez went 2-10, and the Reds win 8-1. Picking it up, Billy Hamilton went 2-4. He had two RBIs. Jose Peraza hit a home run and drove in two as well. Scott Schebler, 3-4 with his 21st dinger of the season. And Scooter Gennett, his pinch hit, 2-run home run, raced any doubt in the 8th inning. That put the cap on a Reds 8-1 victory. Game 3 of the 4-game series, again, is tonight. We'll have pregame at 8:40 with Marty Brenneman as the Reds look to at least get a split of the series against the Rockies in Colorado. Scott Feldman's been the Reds' best pitcher this season. He's 7-5 with a 3.78 ERA. He'll get the ball tonight against John Gray. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Boston Celtics were busy signing Indianapolis' Gordon Hayward to a huge free agent contract yesterday, 4 years, $128 million, as the former Brownsburg and Butler University star reunites with his former head coach, Brad Stevens. Your Indiana Pacers were hard at work putting their 2017-18 roster together. They dipped into the free agency pool as well. Was it for former Pacer point guard George Hill, who's coming off a monster season in Utah after he was traded for Jeff Teague, who's no longer a Pacer, I might add? No. Was it for Zach Randolph, the former Memphis Grizzly, and Marion Giant, who Bloomington fans know too well, and tormenting Indiana fans at Michigan State? No. Hill and Randolph both signed for that big powerhouse team out west. You know, the glitz, the glamour. The Sacramento Kings. Hill signs a 3-year, $57 million deal, similar to Teague and the one he signed with Minnesota, and Randolph a 2-year, $24 million deal. The Blue and Gold did sign a former Pacer, though, over the holiday weekend. Darren Collison, interestingly enough, a former Sacramento King, will now be a Pacer. 2 years, $20 million, not all the second year is guaranteed. That's who's going to run the point for the Blue and the Gold coming up next year. From George Hill to Jeff Teague, now back to Darren Collison. So the Pacers find a solution at point guard. Collison has put up good numbers, but if Collison was any kind of a player, wouldn't you think they'd sign him for 3 years, maybe even more? Dave and Glass and your calls tonight, 6-7, Reds baseball on the radio, 8:30 pregame in Colorado against the Rockies. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.